Hi, if you record your name and reason for calling, I'll see if this person is available.
Francesca calling regarding the Scottish Redress Scheme.
Thanks, Francesca. Please stay on the line.
Hello.
Hiya, is that Donna?
Yes, it is.
Hiya, this is Francesca calling from INS Law about your application to the Scottish Redress Scheme. Is now a good time to speak?
I can do, yeah.
Yeah, so it'll take roughly between 20 and 30 minutes, is that okay?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, perfect. So before we begin, I just need to take some details off you. So would you be able to confirm your full name for me?
Yes, Donna Nikki.
What was the surname, sorry?
It's just Donna Colvin, C-O-L-V-I-N.
Perfect. And were you ever known by any other names?
No.
No, while you were in care, there was no other surnames or anything, no?
No.
No, perfect. Can I grab your date of birth, please?
It's the 21st, 1973.
What month was it, sorry?
The 1st, 1973.
And your current address?
It's 9 Hartfield Terrace, Hunter Hill, Paisley.
And can I grab the postcode?
PA2.
Yep.
6UE.
And did you happen to know your address prior to being placed in care?
Prior to?
Yeah.
I was always in the same house, but I don't really know.
That's okay.
But I guess I was in when I was with my mum, but I know we were pretty much always at 49 Kincardine Square.
49?
Kincardine.
And what area was that in?
It's in Glasgow. Gaffanwick.
And would I be able to grab your parents' names?
Chrissy Colvin.
How am I spelling that one?
C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N. Christine Colvin.
Christine Colvin. And did you know your father's?
My dad left when I was 2, so no.
Okay, that's okay, no problem. And if you're registered with a GP at the moment, would I be able to take the name of the practice?
It's Charleston.
Thank you very much. So, see, I appreciate the discussion experiences connected to this application can be quite difficult and upsetting, okay? So, if any point during the call, if you need a break or if any extra support or explanation, just let me know, okay?
Okay, doc.
And do you suffer from any communication difficulties or anything you want to make me aware of?
No, no
problem. So the purpose of today's call, so I'll explain the scheme to you. We'll go through your options. I'll explain how INS Law operates, cover the funding and fees, and then we'll gather some initial information to assess whether and how we can assist you. Is that all okay?
Okay.
Yeah. So the Scottish Redress Scheme provides financial payments, apologies and support to survivors of historical child abuse in care in Scotland prior to the 1st of December 2004. And then, so you've got different options of how to apply. So I just want to make sure that you know your options before you decide whether to instruct us or not. So you can apply directly to the scheme by yourself without a solicitor, or you can instruct a solicitor who operates underneath the Scottish Government Legal Fees Scheme, and they're paid by the government for assisting you with your application. So they can receive up to £2,000 plus the VAT from the government for helping you, whether you're successful or not with your application.
Mm-hmm.
So INS Law, we don't operate under the statutory scheme, so we don't claim any government-funded fees. So if you decide to instruct us, you'd be choosing private legal representation under a conditional fee agreement, and we're not paid by the government for helping you. So would I just be able to double check if you've not instructed any of the solicitors to ask for you in relation to an application to the scheme itself?
No, I haven't. I only got put onto this the other day from my key worker.
Yeah, no, that's okay. So if you have any other cases open with anyone else, then we wouldn't be able to pursue it, so we just have to double check, that's all.
Yeah.
So our agreement, so we operate on a no-win, no-fee basis. So if you're unsuccessful, you pay nothing. And then if you withdraw your application or advice again, you pay nothing. So if you are successful and you receive the redress payment, our fees, they consist of basic charges based on the time spent and then a success fee. However, the total fees, including the VAT, they're capped at no more than 16% plus the VAT of your redress payments. You never pay more than the agreed cap. And with the no-win, no-fee, so there's no other fees included unless you're successful. Is that all okay? Do you have any questions so far?
No.
No problem. So I've got to make clear as well, so we can't guarantee that you will be successful or the level of award the scheme may give you. So they operate on a discretionary basis, so I can explain that in greater detail during this call, okay? So if you decide to instruct us, so we help, so we discuss your eligibility to apply to the scheme. We gather and review all the evidence for you, and then we prepare and submit the application. We do all the correspondence with the scheme, and then we can advise you on any offers made. And then if an offer is made, we'll explain the statutory waiver. It's important because if you accept an offer, so it can affect your ability to pursue any future civil claims regarding to the matters. And then if you're unhappy with the outcome or anything like that, we can assist you then with any reconsideration or review processes within the scheme as well. And then with your right to cancel, so if you decide to proceed with us, you have 14-day cancellation period after you sign the agreement. So you can cancel within that period for any reason without charge. And also, we can begin work immediately while your cancellation rights still remain. So would you be happy for us to do that? Perfect. So following this phone call as well, I'll send you an email so that we can act formally for you. So we require proof of identity for verification purposes. So we'll need a photographic ID, so like a driving license or a passport, and then proof of address dated within 3 months of today's date. So as long as it has your full name, current address, and then a date stamp on it within 3 months. Is that okay? Perfect. So I'll just move on to the application process now, if you're ready. So first question, so regarding contacting you, it's usually by email, phone, or text message. Are they all okay with you?
Yes, same.
Perfect. And have you been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses?
Yeah.
And what would that be?
I wouldn't say terminal, but it's what I always have it. I have hemochromatosis, which is you pretty much get that from your mum and dad. So it's quite some sort of chromosome thing. And I also have portal hypertension.
Thank you. So regarding that, so we can add a beneficiary to your application if you'd like. So if anything was to happen to you, it would be handed over to them. So would you like to do that? And would I be able to take their first and last name, please?
Nicole, Nicole Green.
Green. And date of birth?
9/5/91.
And do you have an email address or telephone number for them?
I do not.
Okay,
I can't remember phone numbers, I'm so sorry.
That's okay. So we will need that probably further down the line.
I can email that to you.
Yeah, that'll be perfect. Thank you. Obviously, so if we have to contact them, that's all. And did you know the address?
She's actually living with me at the moment.
Yes, so
it's
got the same address
Nine
there.
Hartfield Terrace.
Field Terrace.
Yeah.
Go. I'm just grabbing the address so I can pop it on, that's all.
Yeah.
And then regarding to any impact factors, so have you received any relevant payments, so criminal injuries compensation
No.
or advanced payment schemes or anything like that?
No.
No. And do you have any criminal convictions?
No.
No. Perfect. So just to double check, so you weren't known by any of the names while in care,
No.
no?
No.
Perfect. And the only address prior to care is the we got the 49 Kincardine. Sorry, I'm not very good at saying
Kincardine, yeah. Kincardine, yeah. We are Gafamuk, yeah.
Perfect. So regarding the application, that so I just need to take some to spot the case settings you were in. So would you be able mm-hmm. to name any of the case settings and the date you were there, or the approximate ages or anything that you can remember, if possible?
From I was two, I believe. From yeah. I was about 2 years old until I could leave, so I've been about 16, 17 years old.
Yeah. And where was the first placement?
Sorry?
Where were you first placed when you went into care?
It was my gran that had us. So it was foster care.
So was it done by the government?
Yeah.
Yeah. And were there any other care settings?
No.
No?
No, the social workers used to come out and see us every now and again. They didn't really speak to us that I can remember. They just come out, had a chat with my gran, and then they would leave.
And so in regards to that now, so I have to take a short statement about mm-hmm. your time while you were there. So would you just be able to tell me, just briefly, in as much detail or as little as possible, as whatever you're comfortable with?
Mm-hmm.
Just beginning with, so any instance you can remember, or how you felt, or how it's had an impact on you now, and anything like that?
Yeah, well, there was no safe place, really, because it was an uncle who lived with. There was really nowhere I could go.
So you lived with your uncle, did you say?
My uncle lived with my granny and my.
Why were you first placed into the care, sorry?
Sorry, and my mum left. She went to stay in Iran.
Okay.
And according to her, she wanted to take his ways, but she couldn't, so I don't know.
Yeah. So you're saying, so you lived there then, and then your uncle lived there as well?
Yeah.
So what was it like while you lived there?
Well, it was pretty much always, you just didn't feel safe at all at any point. Even in your room, you didn't feel safe, and my gran would go out a lot. So at the weekend, so that was the worst time, because there was nowhere you could really get away to. And it was myself and my wee brother, and he would tell us that nobody would listen to us because we weren't theirs.
Kind of your uncle?
Yeah. So... yeah, it was a lot. I feel just now, I feel like I should have protected my wee brother as well. You know, because it's like,
yeah.
I was his older sister. And there's nothing really I could do about it.
No.
But I got a lot of anger issues just now.
You were a child also in that time.
Yeah.
It shouldn't have been your responsibility.
Yeah. I have anger issues. I don't get close to people. I'm always watching people, how they're going to react to things, and if I can trust them or not. So I don't really have close friends. I have friends, but I don't have like proper close friends that I'll see all the time, because I pretty much don't do that.
Constantly looking out for other people's behaviours and how they're going to react.
Yeah. So I'm also looking into getting therapy for this. I tried before, and because somebody thought it was I was bipolar because of my issues, and when I went to see them, they were like, "No, you're not," and then they just kind of dismissed me, even though I told them what happened to me when I was younger. They were just like,
just dismissed.
Yeah.
So when you got in regard to the time when you were there, so you said you never felt safe. So is there any instance you can remember where there's any physical, emotional or any abuse?
Yeah.
Would you be able to tell me about any of those? Take your time.
There was the time when he would show his up to room and then he would try and touch his down. The touches and stuff, and then he would shoot up my brother. There was a time where I was just at a bath and he would make me lie naked. And then he would bring Dirty Magazines to my room when I was a kid.
What was that story?
He would bring up Dirty Magazines to my room when I was a kid.
You bring up other men, did you say?
Sorry?
Did you say he brought up what to your room?
What Dirty Magazines and stuff.
Okay.
Did
he make you like look at them and?
Well, he would leave them, and I'd be like, just I don't even know why you're giving me them. Kind of thing. It's like stuff like that. Yeah. a lot. Yeah. To be honest with you, I don't know. I just don't remember. I don't remember a lot in my childhood, to be honest with you.
Yeah. So it just, you felt a lot of like neglect and you weren't really cared for.
No. My gran was pretty brutal as well because I was a girl and she wouldn't let me do a lot and I was always getting picked on and stuff because our boys were like, they could do no wrong. Kind of thing, so she wouldn't believe a word he says anyway. Stuff like that.
She said she saw the boys as not, they can't do any wrong.
Yeah.
So in regards to the setting you were in, so it was foster care done by social services, but they placed you with your grandmother. So, were there any other children there? Was it just you and your brother?
Me, my brother, my two uncles, my granddad, and my gran.
did you ever speak up to social services or anything about what was happening?
No. They didn't really speak to us when they came when we were kids. They would just talk to my gran. My gran would make sure we were all clean and tidy, and they didn't really say anything to us. And I don't remember speaking to them.
So when they were meant to visit and check on your well-being, they didn't?
No, they didn't really speak to us. Because my gran was always there with us as well.
Yeah. And you mentioned previously that so he would come into your room and he'd say that he would touch you and your brother and stuff. In regards to that, did anything else happen or is that a constant thing? Is it regular?
Every now and again, yeah. Because people would come in and out of the house, it was, just when there was nobody there.
In regards to that kind of abuse, so is it physical touch? Was there any aggression or
No, there was a bit of aggression, but not unless we didn't do what we were told.
What did he tell you that you had to do?
Um, little bit he would want is to like touch someone and stuff.
Yeah. So this happened when, say, everyone else had left the house and he was the only adult left.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he took advantage of the... And was anyone else aware of it, or was it kept quiet?
No.
Or were you scared to speak up? Or,
yeah, too scared to say it because we didn't think anybody would believe us because we were only in the family. If, do you know what I mean? You would say you're only part of the family. You don't believe what you say.
Yeah. Okay. So following this phone call, so I've noted down everything we've spoken about, and I'll get it written up into a statement for you.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add to it?
No, I can think of it in a moment.
No, that's okay. So following this phone call, so once we, if you're happy to proceed and you sign the contracts, once we submit it to redress, then following that, the evidence team get in contact with all the relevant councils and institutions and try and get a hold of your records.
Yep.
And then we have to do a witness statement further down the line. So it'll be with one of my colleagues. So it'll just be more in depth because we'll have more details and timelines and everything like that. So just quick question, would you rather it be with a male or female, or are either okay?
Female, I prefer
female.
It's good to have female, to be honest with you,
Of course, yeah, I can put that on there for you. Okay, so it'll be with my colleague Leah, so she'll be the one that will be in contact with you when your application is moved over to the investigations team. So I've added a note on for you as well.
Okay.
So in regards to the application, so there's two types of applications we can submit. So the first one is the fixed payment of £10,000, and it's a fixed amount regardless of the severity of abuse you suffered.
Mm-hmm.
And then the individually assessed payment, which is up to £100,000, and it's decided by a closed panel dependent on the level you suffered.
Mm-hmm.
So based on the previous awards made and the severity of like everything we've spoken about today, I'd like to pursue the individually assessed payment one, if that's okay with you.
To be honest with you, I don't even know, because it wasn't even about the money, it's just about the getting help and that I was put onto this from my... I hadn't even a clue about this, to be honest with you.
It's a lot of people come to us, they want the acknowledgement and the apology for what social services allowed and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So in regards to the payment thing, so... they take roughly the same amount of time. It's just when you can get more money from it. So I'd like to put that one through for you, if that's okay.
No, it's fine. Just whatever you think, honestly.
Yeah. And would I just be able to check, so when you were placed into the foster care, what area was that in?
I was in Gathamlock.
How do I spell that? Just double check.
G-A-R... Thamlock.
So is that the, and then we've got the
49 Kincardine Square Gathamlock.
So is that what it was?
Yeah.
So before you were placed there, do you remember just the general local area or any councils or anything that, say, where your mum was?
I honestly don't. I mean, she didn't really, even when she came back, she did come back for her aunt when I was, about 14, 15. But she didn't want to really speak about it. She didn't want to go into any detail about why she left and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's one of them. It's just got to go on with
it. Yeah. So it was social services that placed you with
my gran.
Yeah, so it's like a family placement but done by social services. Yeah, okay. Just got to confirm. So if it's a decision made, or sometimes if it's not through social services, it's quite difficult to prove like the eligibility of it all. But if it was social services that were in charge of it, then it should be okay. So following this now, so I'll write up the statement for you, and then within the next hour, I'll send the contracts over to you. So it'll contain a client care letter, conditional fee agreement, a letter of authority, so we can access records on your behalf, and then the request for proof of address and identity, and then it'll be all the sections then that we've spoken about today. Do you want me to give you a phone call while I send them over in case you have any questions?
No, that's a bit, that's fine. That's fine.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah.
So, sorry, did you want me to give you a call or no?
No, that's fine.
That's okay. So I'll send them over to you within the next hour. I'll send the proof of address and identity one now, so you can take a look at that one.
Amazing.
And then if you can get that done when you can, that'll be great.
Okay.
I think it says on the email that you can send it to our WhatsApp, but unfortunately I'm not able to receive messages on WhatsApp at the moment. If you could send them over on the email, that would be great.
Uh-huh, that's fine.
Just sent that over to you now. So other than that, there isn't anything else on my end, so it's just double checking if you have any questions or anything.
Not at the moment.
No, no problem. Okay, so I'll get this all sorted and then I'll send them over to you as soon as I can. Okay,
that's amazing.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Thank you for calling.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye.